It's not necessarily time.
Not necessarily the news.
Yeah. Here we go. All right, well, sadly, we start with sad stuff. Fresh off of Friday's passing of the awesome Eddie Money.
Right.
Who I once, by the way, I remembered, I once showed him where the bathrooms were at the South Plains Fair in Lubbock, Texas. 10 years ago. Well, fresh off of that.
Your 15 minutes of fame.
That was it. That was two tickets to paradise right there, Eddie, right over there. He's incredibly nice for that brief moment in time, but he had places to go. Well, we got the news at the Cars front, man.
Yeah.
Rick Ocasek. Man, what a cool guy. Passed away yesterday in his...
dead in his townhome. Right?
By his ex-wife. Paulina Poroskova, you may remember from the... No foul play is expected. 75-year-old rocker was, like you said, found in his townhouse yesterday afternoon. Ocasek and his band were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame just last year.
Right.
And it was just last year that him and Paulina Poroskova, which if you were around in the 80s, if you were my age in the 80s too, you definitely know
who
that is.
She was a very hot model.
She kept it going. Anyway.
We all wondered how he got her.
What... I know, right? That was the thing. How did that work out? But, they were together until last year, but apparently still in touch.
I hadn't heard that.
Crazy stuff. Yeah. So, well, all right. Fun times. Dancing with the Stars premieres tonight. It's 582nd season. And I think that's right. Yeah, this is fun. Drinking game you can do. What you do is you take a shot every time Tom Bergeron introduces somebody, and then somebody in your house goes, I'm sorry, who was that again? So it's really fun. Do like Tom Bergeron, though. Hey, Desperate Housewife Felicity Huffman ended up getting sentenced for that whole SAT college scandal. She got a whopping 14 days in the slammer.
Got to go to jail for a little bit.
For just a little bit. And she's going to have to pay something and a lot of fines and things like that, too. No word yet. And this verdict's still going to come down for Lori Loughlin and her husband.
I think Laughlin's sentence might be a little stronger.
Well, I think so, too. And I saw yesterday in a headline, they're regretting they didn't take the plea deal.
I bet.
That's what I watch. I learned that from Arrested Development. You always take the plea deal. All right. And I almost thought this should be a candidate for Friday's fake news, but this is a real. So a woman in San Diego, she had a dream. She had a dream that she was forced to eat her engagement ring. Remember I had that weird dream last week where I was being mugged just down the street?
Yeah, you were karate chopping?
Yeah, which is... Yeah. Well, this is weirder. She, in the dream, was forced to eat her engagement ring, and then she wakes up, and she finds out she actually ate it.
Oh, my.
Of course, the reason the world knows about this is because she went to Facebook and decided to absolutely tell the world the entire story.
She had
to get an endoscopy. There was a surgery, and now... Yeah. Now she says she's going to take the ring off when she goes to sleep.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't you, if you're like, her husband, like, thinks she's got maybe commitment issues? She's just not quite addressing
there's subliminal something there.
That's not necessarily the news.